presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX4 calling control tower. CX4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, and this is Glenn Riggs greeting you once again following the interruption of our regular Hop Harrigan broadcast by yesterday's presentation of our award for flying heroism. If you heard yesterday's broadcast, you were probably just as thrilled as we were. Not only because of the dramatic excitement of the dramatization, but because we were honored to have Captain Eddie Rickenbacker speak to us from Washington, D.C. Incidentally, there wasn't time to mention yesterday that Sergeant Jim Kehoe, the young Air Force hero whose parents received the award, was one of six Kehoes in the armed services. Major Kehoe, Jim's father, who spoke on the presentation broadcast, has been in the Army for 44 years. And one of Jim's sisters, an Army nurse, is now prisoner of the Japs in the Philippines. And that's why in St. Albans, where the Kehoes live, everyone calls them the Fighting Kehoes. That's because the members of the family who aren't serving in uniform are working in defense plants, getting out the guns and tanks and ammunition that fellows like Jim Kehoe and those who have taken his place need to put an end to this war. And speaking of the war, Nosedive, our own special Hop Harrigan gremlin, has written another poem. I'll read it at the end of the program. Until then, remember, America needs flyers. And now to our story. Attempting to escape from Germany, Hop, Stein, and the unconscious tank have reached Schaftesheim headquarters of the Pro-Allied Underground. But Tank's condition is critical. The doctor called in by Walters, head of the underground station, has told Hop that infection has started in Tank's wound. That if the bullet is not extracted soon, the poison will travel through the bloodstream and place Tank beyond human aid. But without proper equipment, the operation is dangerous. And yet it must be done. As we continue today, the operation is about to begin. Walters, the Allied agent, is dropping ether on a cotton pad covering Tank's mouth and nose, while Hop stands by to pass the necessary instruments to the doctor. Slowly, Tank slips into unconsciousness, the sound of his slow and deep breathing filling the stillness of the room. Finally, Walters straightens up.
All right, Doctor. He's unconscious.
Good. Stay there by his head. And if there's any change in respiration, let me know immediately.
Right.
And do not give him any more anesthesia until I tell you. There's little enough of it.
Right.
Come now, Harrigan. We begin.
I'm ready, sir.
The scalpel.
Here, Doctor.
Thank you. Now, make a triangular incision over the wound. So.
Will you be able to reach the bullet easily, Doctor?
That I cannot tell yet. On my preliminary diagnosis, I would say that it is lodged somewhere beneath the right shoulder blade. Fortunately, the lung, I do not think, was touched. And now, Harrigan, the probe.
The probe?
Mm-hmm. The long, thin instrument.
Oh, yes.
Now we insert the probe to locate the bullet.
Doctor, he's breathing.
Faster.
Quickly, more ether.
Right. What's the matter with him, Doctor?
He's a very strong man, and he's fighting the anesthesia.
All right, Doctor. He's under again.
Very well. Stop the ether.
Yes.
I think that this will not happen again. Come, Harrigan. We will continue.
How long will it be before you're finished?
That is difficult to say. Depends on how firmly embedded the bullet is in the flesh. Here. Ah. Yeah, I found it.
Thank heavens.
It's not so deep as I thought. Now, the difficulty begins. You will hand me the grasping forceps, please, Harrigan.
Here you are.
Thank you. Good fortune, we may be able to get it the first time. Not that I will have to widen the incision.
And?
It will be that much more against the chances. Under these operating conditions, with only ether and few instruments, the shock to his nervous system is very great.
I understand.
So, now we try. check the respiration carefully, Waters.
Still the same, sir.
Well, Doctor?
I cannot seem to grasp him. What's that? Someone comes.
Let me in. Hurry. It's
Stein. Stein, something must have happened.
Let me in.
Better open the door, Harrigan.
Right.
There is a patrol of Nazi soldiers in the square.
What?
You have to disturb us at the moment like this with such information. There are always patrols in the square.
But they have found the car, Herr Doctor.
That's not good. What are they doing now?
Searching all the houses. I saw three of them coming to this house. There, you hear? They are downstairs at the front door.
Things are getting a little close. Harrigan, you and Stein go downstairs through the passageway that leads to the rest of us.
But what about Tank? We can't leave him here.
He cannot be moved now. It would be fatal.
And listen. This only our time to break down the door.
Quickly, Harrigan. There isn't much time.
No, I won't leave Tank. Stein, you go down by yourself.
But you cannot stay here. You still wear the Nazi uniform.
There goes the door. Do as I tell you. Hurry, Stein.
Very well.
Use the back stairway.
Yeah, auf Wiedersehen, Harrigan.
If you must risk your life, Harrigan, there's an old sweater and a pair of pants in that closet. Get into them.
Thanks. Doctor, did you get the bullet?
No, not yet. I will have to make another incision.
They're coming upstairs. Hurry with those clothes, Harrigan.
I'll ready in a minute.
When they come in here, just stand next to the doctor and don't say anything.
Right.
What'd you do with the uniform?
I crammed it in a corner on the top of the shelf. They won't find it unless they search closely.
You got the envelope with all the information?
Yes, safe in my shoe.
We're up on this floor. Steady now.
Hand me the forceps again, Harrigan. The operation must continue whatever the soldiers do, or Tinker will be lost.
We're just outside the door. Steady.
Achtung! Your hands in the air. Did you hear me? Hands up!
You will forgive us if we do not comply with your order, officer, but we are trying to save a man's life.
So? Who are you?
This is the Herr Dr. Keller. And surely you remember me, mein Herr. I've served you many times in cafe.
Yeah. And who is this other one? I've never seen him before.
He is a farmer. He works just outside of the town.
Hand me the clips, please.
Yeah, Herr Doctor.
What is the matter with the man on the table?
A bit of metal under the shoulder blade, mein Herr. He can move.
Bit of metal, eh?
Uh-huh.
Would it be a rifle bullet, perhaps?
Nein. He works in the fields with me. He fell on a scythe. The point, it broke off in his body.
So? I do not believe it.
But it is true. Here, see for yourself. The cut on his chest. That is not like a bullet wound at all.
This is very suspicious. I do not like it. We have placed some escaping prisoners here to Schaftesheim. The car they used was found in an alleyway below. I think I will take you all to the commandant for examination.
Please, my dear, this man is sick, dying. He cannot be moved now.
Hey, doctor, the anesthesia, it is wearing off.
Quickly, more ether.
Wait, what is he saying?
The delirium, he does not know what he's saying. The ether, Harry.
No, I want to hear him.
Holy Nipa, what is that? Right here.
The prisoners. They are in the car. They are trying to escape.
Himmel, they must not get away. Come, still.
That was a narrow squeak.
Doctor, is Tank all right?
Wait, Harrigan. I have it. Look, in my forceps. Bullet.
Oh, thank heavens.
Should I give him more ether, Doctor?
No, that is not necessary. We cannot waste it. We have only to clean out the wound and then sew it up. He can stand that pain, I am sure.
That car. No shots.
What the devil could have happened?
It is fortunate for us. It did happen. Go to the window, Harrigan. It looks out over the square. Perhaps you can see something.
Right.
Be careful with the shade. Don't let any light leak out if you can help it.
Good Lord, it's our car. It's circling around the statue.
But who's driving it?
Could only be one person. Stein.
Stein?
Yes, no one else knew it was there. He's heading straight for a building. He's going to crash. Stein!
What happened?
She drove into a wall. The gas tank exploded.
Did he get out?
car is a mass of flames now. He hasn't a chance.
What in the world made him do it?
He must have been trying to save us, to draw the guards away.
Well, wherever he is now, I hope he knows he's succeeded. Better come away from the window, Harrigan.
Yes. After all he went through, a year in a concentration camp, and 2 years of slavery in that aviation plant, finally escaping and reaching safety, only to give up his life for us.
Don't think about it, Harrigan. He did what he felt was right. The information you carry is worth more than one life. It means the lives of thousands of alive soldiers. And Stein knew it.
And the information must get through. If only for his sake. Tank.
I do not let him say much, Harrigan. He must have...
How is he?
The next few hours will tell the story. I am now very optimistic.
Doctor, they just aren't words.
Then do not try to find them. I have only done what is my duty. Contributed in some small way to the success of your mission.
How are we doing? Just fine, Tank. Fine.
We'll be out slugging the Heinies again soon. Won't we, Hop?
Yes, Tank. We'll be slugging. Not only for ourselves, but for others. All over the world. We're going to carry through our mission and wipe the Nazis off the face of the earth.
Standing at the side of his prostrate body, his face set in lines of grim determination, Hop utters a solemn vow. But much lies before him. Danger is everywhere. Will he be able to carry on? How can he get the information to the Allied High Command? Tomorrow, Hop and Tank will make their plans. So don't fail to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. There were so many letters complimenting Nosedive on his first poetic effort that he's been chewing a pencil ever since, writing another one. Oh, he's been a busy little gremlin. Yep, written another poem, and I have it here, and I'll be happy to read it to you. It's called Three Cheers for Victory. Here we go. Three cheers for victory, and make them good and loud. Three cheers for victory, with Hitler in a shroud. We've got the Nazis on the run. They haven't got a chance. And we won't stop until we put some lead in Hitler's pants. So three cheers for victory. We've got him on the run. And we won't stop no matter what until this war is won. Well, good work, Nosedive. Keep it up. We'll be expecting a new poem from you once a week. So keep busy. So long now. Be with you again tomorrow. In the meantime, don't forget, America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is heard Monday through Friday at this same time over this same station.